is here. I am Farco. Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasted straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio.
Lost things, oh, we could have been, how we could have. Everybody up for the morning. Good morning. Get ready, baby. It's time for a new day. It's time to rise. It's time to be free. It's time to...
like their relationships suck. And I don't mean that they're like a downer. I mean they fucking suck. I don't think you're fucking hearing what I'm trying to say. I'm telling you that relationships suck. Like, if you are in a relationship with somebody, they are literally trying to suck the fucking life out of you. Okay? They're fucking vampires. And the moment that you're happy, fucking look out. The moment that you are fucking happy, they see that as pure, unfiltered fucking blood, and they will suck it right out of your fucking body until you are gaunt and fucking drained. And they will take every fucking morsel of it out. Because you know why? Because happiness is the sun to them. Okay? Happiness is like a stake to the fucking heart. They don't want it. They don't want you to be fucking happy. And there are only two ways out of this fucking bleak, miserable existence. You either become one of them or you fucking die. Well, I don't want it. I don't want to be a fucking vampire. Okay? I don't want it. Dad, what the fuck are you doing here?
Chuck, I just came down to see what the fuss is. Jesus Christ. You were yelled at those guys. Huh?
Yeah, sorry, I don't really know what that all was.
Well, I wouldn't say it was funny, but it was a bit dangerous.
Dad, look.
John,
Dad, listen,
John, to this. You're a decent man, Alex. And you can give yourself the grace to work through all of this. You know?
Well.
Yeah, well, we rub off on each other. That's a good thing. Well, your mother and I, we're lucky like that. It's rare. It's really rare. You understand? Okay. It's okay. Come on. Come on. Hey. There you go. Now.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about it.
You don't have to be sorry about anything. Life happens to us, you know? What we have to do is recognize where we stand and what's good about it. It's going to be okay. Yeah? You work it through. As for this, next time, a few more jokes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll add a joke.
You need a man. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else, online, on the streets, in the field. RadioValencia.fm. RadioValencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at RadioValencia.fm. FM. Be in front of the scenes. Be behind the scenes. Be in the middle of the scene. Email station at radiovalencia.fm. Or if you have music, send it to bands at radiovalencia.fm. That's bands, B-A-N-D-S, at radiovalencia.fm. Have your music played on the airways. It's possible, highly probable. Either way, Friday morning has begun. This show is spontaneous, innuendos, my name is Faco, and we're going till noon o'clock. So much music, so little time. Music you heard. The one and only Ralph Trezent, sensitivity. Present from New Edition. Before that, something from a new movie that came out this year, 2026. And the movie was called Is This On? Will Arnett, Laura Dern, about stand-up comedy. Also in that set we had Morgan Kibbe and David Klotz with the song Sheila's Call. We had new music from Damar Randy and Leon Ross with the song Good Morning Song. That's new music from artist Damar Randy and Leon Ross. We also have music from Little Barry and Malcolm Caddo with the song Spectator. We had music from Fever Ray with the song The Lake, the cinematic. We also have new music from ORRR with hashtag My Life Stinks, and starting off with new music from Surface Patrol with the song Akuma. We started off that whole set with that, and we're back on the attack. Here we be. Caught up. If you want music, you want to hear something. 415-766-4428. And there you can get a request, or you can email me, itsfaco@gmail.com. That's itsfaco, I-T-S-F-A-C-O, at Gmail. It's Faco on X. Handle me there. Or just go to the radiovalencia.fm. Go on the chatter box. Type in a name and give a shout out there. Or request. like the big man. Gotta give a shout out to Bo from San Ho. What's up, Faco? He says. I say, what's up, Bo from San Ho? Thanks for listening. Keep on rocking out. We've got two message boards going on. We got the RadioValencia.fm, and we also got the Radio Valencia application. You could also chat through there. The big man is here, hanging out another day. It's April 3rd. We in April. So many things around the corner. Easter. 420. Earth Day. Showers. So many things in April, you know? And I felt that earthquake, Bo from San Ho. Did you feel that earthquake yesterday? That woke me up, actually. I was in sleep. I finally got some sleep, you know? And I wake up with an earthquake. And then you've got the alerts on the phone going, you know, going off, you know, and it's one, you know, you know, it was that one noise. So that woke me up as well. It was pretty nuts, you know. Maybe the bulletin and the what is it, the warning signal was scarier. It was scarier than the earthquake. You know, earthquake, I felt many earthquakes in my life. You know, go to the 80s, man. I'm not even talking about 89 earthquakes. Say 87, 86. I remember being at this restaurant called Spoons. The place was called Spoons. All I remember, it was in Sunnyvale on the corner of El Camino and Sunnyvale, Saratoga. It was just Sunnyvale. I mean. No, Remington. There you go. And there was a Spoons there, and I felt an earthquake there, and the whole place was packed. You know, and oh, there's always somebody goes, earthquake. Someone always has to say, earthquake. You know, there's always somebody that has to say that. And did anybody get under the table? No. You only do that when you're in school. Not when you're at Spoons. Bo from San Ho says, the alert woke me up too. He also said, loved Spoons. We went to one in Fremont. All right, so there was more than one. They had some taste. I want to say they had like some barbecue flavor taste to something that I loved. I don't know if they had their own sauce or something like that, but I remember it being good. And Spoons made it maybe to the early 2000s. I tried to get a bartending job at Spoons, man. You know? And you remember the days when you used to drop off applications on a piece of paper? And it'd be so funny because all your information is on that paper and you're giving it to this yak who's probably been written up 6 times. Here's my information, bro. Can you give it? I'm interested in this job. Oh, sure. Oh, great. Oh, that's your social security card. But back to Spoons. That's how much I love Spoons. And Bo from San Juan knows Spoons, dude. And Spoons, evidently, if they were in Sunnyvale and Fremont, so there probably is more spaces. You know, I think I heard a spoon somewhere far, and I don't know if it was the same or not, you know. I didn't know, but I remember liking Spoons. I think it made it to the early 2000s in Sunnyvale, and then now there are apartments. I think it's a whole big block of apartments now, you know. So, But I felt earthquakes at that restaurant. I felt earthquakes at a school, you know. And I felt an earthquake in bed. But that was just the third day. But, you know, in many different areas, I've felt earthquakes, you know. And both from San Jose, I don't know if you're like me. Whenever you get a chance to feel an earthquake, I always start making a martini, man. You know, and that's what I do every time there's an earthquake. And if, I mean, I was in bed this last earthquake. I think, what time was it? At 1:30, 1, 2 a.m.? You know, I was asleep, man. And I sometimes struggle with sleep, but I was asleep. And all of a sudden, Mama Nature wants to come and go, hey, hey, don't forget about me. We're coming after you. Oh, you think your life is safe? Here's a little wake-up call. You could die any day. I will swallow you. You know, Mama Nature wanted to let you know, you got everything you want in life? And believe you me, man, it's going to be a wild weekend, dude. It's a wild Easter weekend, man. Whenever there's an earthquake, the next couple of days, you know, people partying twice as hard. Straight up. That's, you know, that's with, you know, natural disasters, natural occurrences like earthquakes. Stuff like that, man. But hey, that's just what I've seen in my, you know, years in life. But the alarm was the biggest, scarier part about that earthquake. But my apartment, the apartment I was at, that shook. It shook, you know. And I don't know if it's because, you know, it's an older apartment, so it's easy to shake, you know, or if it was the earthquake, you know. But it woke me up, and I was like, what's that? And then I heard the bulletin alarms, right? I don't know how long it lasted. It had to be like, you know, 10 seconds, 15, maybe, who knows. But you know, so that's what I'm saying. When I was in bed at like 1:30 in the morning, so a lot of people were still awake, but you know, not me. I couldn't run to the kitchen and get the martini shaker and the vodka and the olive juice, and I couldn't make the martini while the earthquake was going, you know. And, you know, you go, but in 1989, Falco, there was that big earthquake. You didn't make a martini. You're only 10 years old, Falco. Stop it. I didn't make a martini. I didn't. You know? I was a Shirley Temple. Shake it up. You know? But 89, I was at home. Now that I think of all the earthquakes, I think most of them I've been at home. Only that one time at Spoons in Sunnyvale, California, where I was not at home when the earthquake happened. I'm trying to think. There was an earthquake. Yep. Like after I got home from work, and then I was at home already. But the only time, I think, guys, I'm pretty sure, I'm looking in my mind, the only time I was outside for an earthquake or somewhere other than my house is at Spoons, man. Damn. Am I bending the spoon right now with my mind? My mind is getting blown right now. Okay, I'm going to look back in my memory bank, okay, and see if I've was at other places. but I can't remember. You know, it's interesting. I'm sure there's somebody out there going, but every earthquake I felt has not been at home. You know, it's every time they go do something. Every time they go somewhere, they're always somewhere, you know. I'm sure there's somebody like that, you know. So, hey, where you been? Both, have you guys felt an earthquake not at your house? I know some of them. I mean, you know, 89, somebody was on the bridge, though. Crazy. Yo, enough of me. Let's get back into the music. This show is Spontaneous Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. We're making moves, we're making moves. If you want the music, give me a call, 415-766-4428. Or go to RadioValencia.fm. Go on the chat up. Type a name, type a comment, type a request, type a shout out, whatever you like. Or itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Enough of me. Let's get into some new music. This is Adrian Quesada with new music called Turn It Down. But y'all can turn it up, because Friday morning is here. This show is Spontaneous Innuendos. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show Dropped the Charges. He returns for you in the afternoon. Till then, I'm here. The big man shines. Shouts out to all. Let's get into the music. Radio.